KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 47 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news this morning, a recent study shows hundreds of Iowa residents are drinking tap water polluted with arsenic, and health workers are increasing efforts to have private well owners test their water for the poisonous element. Arsenic is found naturally in soil throughout Iowa. It can seep into groundwater, which is the source of tap water for more than half the state's residents. The Des Moines Register reported drinking large amounts of arsenic over decades can lead to various cancers and cardiovascular and respiratory problems. Short-term exposure can lead to nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and skin problems. Health officials across the state gathered last week to talk about solutions to the problem. The University of Iowa study found nearly half of the 475 wells checked between 2006 and 2008 tested positive for arsenic. News time is 8:01.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Ricky, what in the world are you doing?
Crystal, I'm getting ready for tailgate season by combining two of America's pastimes, country music and football. I just wish there was a way I could conveniently take my TV with me while tailgating.
I can't help you with your singing, but I do have a solution for your TV issue. With Dish Network's Tailgater, a portable, fully automatic HD antenna which allows you to be watching the pregame show within minutes of pulling into the parking lot, with no alignment necessary. All you need is the Tailgater with the appropriate receiver, and you'll be the go-to person for all the highlights on game day.
That's exactly what I need, so I'll be the man on game day.
Now, Ricky, there's only one place this season to get a Dish Network for your home and the Tailgater for your RV. At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or check us out on Facebook.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Sunday that a boil advisory was lifted for the city of Dexter after repairs to a broken water line were completed. The boil advisory was issued as a precaution because loss of water pressure resulting from the broken water line could allow bacteria to get into the system. Water samples taken of the system after repairs were made indicated there was no bacteria in that system and the chlorine levels were at an acceptable level in the Dexter area. A state report estimates that Iowa's system for tracking and blocking sales of cold and allergy medicine that can be used to make methamphetamine has prevented more than 21,000 illegal purchases. The report from the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy claimed that the system for tracking sales of the drug pseudoephedrine had stopped enough sales of the drug to produce 113 pounds of meth. Dale Woolery, the office's associate director, says that officials think most of the drugs that were blocked would have been used to make meth. Under Iowa's system, people can't buy more than 360 milligrams of pseudoephedrine a day and 7,500 milligrams in a month. Iowa is among 17 states in a national tracking effort. Elsewhere in the news, the Messina City Council this evening will hear an update from a representative with MSA professionals with regard to the city's sewer system. Afterward, the council will discuss and potentially act on a sewer system improvement design and a contract for wastewater collection systems improvements. In other business, the council in Messina will set the date for a public hearing on updates to the city's code of ordinances, discuss snow removal in the downtown area, city parks and city properties, placement of the Centennial Rock, an agreement with Railroad Management LLC in the city of Messina, and nuisance properties. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. State lawmakers say they expect the upcoming legislative session to deal primarily with issues surrounding jobs and the economy. Those topics were key to a special election campaign last Tuesday for an Eastern Iowa Senate seat, which was won by Democrat Liz Mathis. Her victory left Democrats with a narrow majority in the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans say they expect pocketbook issues to be the dominant theme of the session, which begins January 9th. House Speaker Craig Paulson says he hopes lawmakers will work more effectively in the upcoming session and not repeat the gridlock that saw the last session stretch into the summer. More than 1,200 school superintendents, school board members, and business managers will be attending the Iowa Association of School Boards Conference in Des Moines this week. Marty Klein is the association's communications director and says this year's gathering is especially important.
Nearly 25% of school board members are brand new to the job this fall after elections in September. And that makes many challenges and a steep learning curve, because there's a lot that goes on in a school district. But the opportunity to truly make a difference in the lives of Iowa students has never been greater.
The theme of this year's conference, she says, is the power of focus.
We're here to offer appropriate education and training and skills development and help boards focus in on what's really important to support student learning and achievement across the state.
Klein says featured speakers include Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, and Iowa Department of Education Director Jason Glass.
They're going to be talking about the governor's education reform proposition and the blueprint for education reform and why it's important to the state that we look at education in a different light.
Those attending the 66th Annual Conference will be taking part in several workshops ranging from school dress codes to wind turbines powering schools. The event will be held this Wednesday and Thursday at Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission is just about 3 weeks away from releasing its report on Internet poker. Division's Administrator Jack Ketterer says the report will give information but not advice.
What the legislature asked was just the possibility of intrastate Internet gambling and kind of a regulatory framework. And so it's really, and they specifically did not ask for a recommendation, which I agree with.
Kennera says they want to provide the information to let the legislature make its own decision on the issue.
Our role is really to gather information and fact-finding and try to bring the legislature, I think, up to speed to the point where when they get bills introduced this session, they can make an informed decision on what they think is the best public policy for Iowa.
He says the issue of Internet gambling is one that's hot nationwide.
It's somewhat fascinating in that you see something on it about every day, and it changes. So there may be supplements to the report.
Ketterer says nailing down one key factor on the impact of Internet gambling has not been easy.
You know, one of the things, obviously, that the legislature and everybody wants to know is, you know, how many people will do it and how much money are we talking about? And that's pretty speculative, you know, I got to tell you. That, you know, we're getting information from the sources that we think would be the most informed and getting estimates from those, and we'll basically, reveal those in the report.
Ketterer says they did see a survey of some people who play poker in state-licensed casinos, and about half of them said they would play online if it was available, and half said they wouldn't. The report will be released to the legislature on December the 1st. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says the recent leadership changes in Italy and Greece should help those countries, but Europe's debt concerns will continue to hurt the economy. Buffett told CNBC this morning that investors are losing confidence in the euro, but Europe doesn't have anyone with the authority to take the measures needed to defend the currency. He says stopping a run on a currency is difficult. Buffett said that when the U.S. economy began to contract in the late 2008, the Federal Reserve and Treasury were willing to do whatever it took to revive businesses. Buffett said that no one in Europe has comparable authority to the Federal Reserve. Buffett is chairman and CEO of the conglomerate Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated. And taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, there are only 10 days left before the deadline for Congress's supercommittee to agree on how to reduce the deficit by at least $1.2 trillion over the next decade. President Obama is telling the bipartisan commission to, quote, just go ahead and do the responsible thing, but the panel is still divided along party lines. One in every 10 adults could have diabetes by the year 2030. The International Diabetes Federation estimates that 552 million people could have diabetes by that year, and most cases are likely will be type 2 diabetes, which is linked to weight gain and lack of exercise. And a private funeral is being held in Philadelphia today for former heavyweight champion Joe Frazier. Frazier died last week at the age of 67 after a short battle with liver cancer. Former fellow champions Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, and Mike Tyson are expected to attend. News time is 8:09.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks.
This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separate.
In our funeral announcements, Dean Smith, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. A memorial service for Dean Smith will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Edward Venig, age 95, of Missouri and formerly of Manila, died on November the 7th. Funeral services for John Venig will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. And 92-year-old Beatrice L. Supley of Anita died Friday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Services for Beatrice Supley are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. There's more news online at KJAN.com, including last hour's report on local and state news. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.